The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. My friends, if you are not aware, I have a coaching membership app. Oh my God. It's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever created because I really had a vision of democratizing my work, getting my meditations and my workshops and my coaching lessons all inside the comfort of your pocket. It's like having me on speed dial. It's the coolest thing. And so if you've loved this work and you're enjoying this podcast and you want to get more Gabby, definitely try this out. Try out 7 days free of the Gabby coaching membership. Inside, you will get all the access to my weekly coaching, over 200 of my best meditations and manifesting practices, all access to my quarterly challenges, journal prompts, on-demand access to my best motivational talks. There's a Get Gabby section, so it can just be like this little button you press and you get a two-minute exercise when you're feeling anxious or you can't sleep or you need a miracle. I'm just there for you on demand whenever you need support. I want to give you right now 7 days free, and the 7-day free trial is like a jumpstart. It's going to kick you into high gear, offer you the opportunity to get a great sense of the support inside this app and the membership, the coaching you get every week, the access you get to me at all times inside your beautiful phone. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited to be with you wherever you go. And you can just head over to deargabby.com/app to try this for free. Let me be your spiritual coach. All inside the Gabby coaching membership app. Try 7 days of the app for free at deargabby.com/app. It's like a jumpstart, the 7-day jumpstart inside the Gabby coaching app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show, my friends. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. It is another show today where we talk about angels. This is one of the most popular topics on this show. We love to get deep into the metaphysical. I love to talk about spirit guides, angels, bring on all my medium expert friends, just fully claim my own mediumship and talk about what it means to start to live with a sense of faith and knowing that there is a presence beyond our physical sight, that there's a presence within us and around us that's guiding us and supporting us all the time. And today on the show, we have back my gorgeous, gorgeous friend, Radley Valentine. Radley is one of my favorite people. He's just such a ray of sunshine. He's an angel expert. If you haven't heard him on the show, listen to today's episode, go back to our past episode with him. He is just so epic. And we talk about boundaries and we talk about creating energetic boundaries and how we can use our angels to help us with our relationships and with just staying committed and consistent with what it is that we want to put out into the world and what it is that we want to receive. It's a big show, guys. It's a really big show. And if you love this episode and you're super into it and you're like, I want to connect to my guides and my angels more, then definitely go get that free guided meditation that I have. It is a spirit guides meditation. Go to deargabby.com/spirit guides. And you can start to channel your own angels and guides today, starting now. deargabby.com/spirit guides. And let's just dive into the show because it is going to rock your world. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is the kind of show that you're going to want to listen to over and over again because it gives you that hope and that sense of knowing that we're not alone, that we're not alone on this path that we have chosen. Enjoy the show, my friends. Back with my love, Radley Valentine. You are a fan favorite here on Dear Gabby.
Thank you.
Our episode was so heart-opening, and you can go back, guys. It was all about connecting to your angels. And we're here now again, connecting to our angels with Radley Valentine. Should we start the show by pulling a card?
We can.
I think that's the move.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. So this is actually my new deck that's coming out in March.
Is there an owl and a butterfly? Hold the... Wait, what? Radley, what? My two signs?
Oh my God.
Are on the cover. The blue butterfly and the owl. That's an owl.
You can't make this stuff up.
That is...
Right?
Not funny. I mean, not normal. It's funny. It's crazy. I don't understand what's going on here. That is my sign for my son, the blue butterfly.
Oh,
for
excellent.
For my son, Owen, who is no longer here, but he was my baby in my belly. And then the owl has been my sign forever. Anyone that's read The Universe Has Your Back know that the owl is my sign. And you just can't make it up because it's like front and center in your face, blue butterfly and owl. Mic drop. Should I pull a card?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, this is nuts. Oh, and then there's like a little deer with a crown. Oh my God. I cannot handle this whole situation with this. I just don't understand what's going on here. The owl and the blue butterfly together, and they're staring at me. Unbelievable, my love. Unbelievable. Okay, so let's see what card I get. Here we go, guys. Strength.
Strength, of course.
True strength is displayed through kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. You have tremendous personal power and courage. Yes, I do. I really do. And it's number 11, strength.
Perfect.
Talk to me about it.
So strength is a great card. I love it because it was the very first tarot card I ever pulled in my entire life. Was the strength card.
No way.
Sincerely, it was.
Wow.
The very first one. And strength has this beautiful energy. This deck is called Animal Guides Tarot, and so there's animals on it. And so there's a lion and a lamb, because strength is about strength through kindness. It's where we find compassion for somebody else. It isn't where we force our will necessarily over somebody else, but it's where we do so with kindness and softness and gentleness and compassion.
Like boundaries. Okay.
But it is boundaries. And that's funny you say that. We're going to get to that in a second. But the thing about the strength card too is that it always reminds us that we are stronger than we realize. Mm. When we're in a place where we're feeling weak, we're in a place where we're feeling disempowered, strength shows up to say, no, you are strong. You can do this.
Yeah. I'm in strength right now. I know I am strong.
I'm strong too. Honestly.
Maybe this is for you too, baby.
I know it is. But I mean, it's like, I think I'm stronger than I have ever been.
Yeah.
I really sincerely do.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell you this story. It's a little embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So we did our first talk in November and it was fantastic. And I loved it. And everybody raved about it. Everybody was so great. But I was swamped. I was literally so swamped.
People wanted to get readings and stuff?
Well, it wasn't that. It was that I didn't have time to listen to it myself. I didn't get around to it. I just couldn't find the time. And so literally just 2 weeks ago, which was leading up to me making a very big decision in my life, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go for a walk and I'm going to listen to the thing. And literally, boom, baba, boom, the first words out of my mouth were a message back to me.
Yep.
It was literally me talking through time and saying, you are strong. You can do this.
Wow.
I mean, look,
and then,
I have
and
angel
then look
bumps.
At the card that we just pulled.
And I've got
just
angel bumps.
Reinforcing.
I'm like, it was this wow moment where I was on this walk in my neighborhood and going, my mind is blown. I had to rewind it and listen to it again and go, that is unbelievable. And so that to me is the magic of the angels. That to me is the magic of the universe. It's that the universe literally, that message would have been lost on me, you know, like a month ago.
Yep.
I needed it right that minute.
You receive it when you need it.
You receive it when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this great moment. And even in the moment, I was like, I got to tell Gabby this, because this is so incredible that this happened this particular way.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a common thing for me. Sometimes I'll find myself listening to a podcast, or I'll be listening to one of my talks, or I'll see a clip of something and I'll tell myself what I need to hear.
Absolutely.
And it's just reflected right back to me. It's
absolutely
freaking beautiful.
I mean, my word for 2024 is boundaries.
Me too.
No
way.
I
mean, it's not my word is becoming.
Okay.
But boundaries is a theme.
Boundaries is my word.
Yeah.
And it's like something about 2023. It's like, I didn't like 2023 very much.
Me
I don't
either.
Mind saying it. I don't
no,
like
it. No, it's not a good year.
And it but the thing about it for me was that I felt like I came out of it steeled by fire. Mm-hmm. But here we are, and I'm loving 2023 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because I came out of it on the other side, and I'm like going, I have got such boundaries. Everybody that's around me is like going, who is this dude? What is up with you? Because I'm literally like going, no, that doesn't work for me.
Wait, there's a theme going on here. I'm looking at Josh. There's a theme going on here, baby, because I had an inner shakedown in December too. And last year was not easy. And now I'm in the same place where I'm just like, no, literally what you just said, like, no, no, thank you. Not doing that anymore.
Absolutely.
It's a boundary.
The people pleaser in me of all these years that I've been on planet Earth is like taking a back seat for the yeah. first time. And I'm people pleasing me.
Yes, my love.
I am people pleasing me. Yes.
I'm going to echo that to you right now. I am people pleasing me. I can think of all the listeners out here right now that are like in their car, making dinner, making breakfast, wherever they're listening, and they're saying, people pleasing me.
Yes.
Thank you. That's yeah. excellent. Yeah.
And it's so weird because it's like my whole life I've been like, oh, whatever you need, whatever Gabby needs, whatever Josh mm-hmm. needs, whatever mm-hmm. anybody mm-hmm. needs, it's like, mm-hmm. let's just give them that. And now I'm just like, I'm not even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. no matter who it is, I'm just literally like going, no, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That doesn't fit into my mm-hmm. boundary thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some people are aghast and the people who really love me are loving it. I mean, they're loving it. I'm getting a lot of love from people who are going, took you long enough.
They're so happy for you. Yeah,
yes.
So am I. Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been friends for so many years, but we're just new friends, really. Yeah. I mean, we know each other for a long time.
But
you're my brother now. And no, because I'm seeing this almost like plexiglass shield, like rainbow energy, like pushing off of it. And it's just this gentle shield and everything can just ricochet off of it gently. Very much like what you said about the strength. You can be boundaried and you can be super clear and you can say no way more than yes, but you can be loving at the same time
exactly.
and compassionate at the same time. I think that's such a strong message for where you're at right now too. It's like, you can be like, hell no with love.
Right.
Hell no with love.
Absolutely.
Like love you. And also no is the most loving response.
Yeah.
Most often.
It is.
Most often.
Yeah. I think that can definitely
be true.
It's hard
for someone who has codependent stuff to
yeah.
believe that.
Right.
It's because that a lot of our listeners have that codependency.
Yeah.
I've lived with it in my own ways.
Me too.
Just living in the ways where you're like, I've got to override myself to feel complete.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. There are people in my life that I've been doing for
yep.
for so long
yeah. Yeah.
that I don't know how to not do for them.
Yeah.
Even yes. because the only thing that's keeping me from it is it's so self-sacrificial.
Yes.
It's like there's people that you do for that it isn't self-sacrificial. It's loving of yourself to love these people
yes.
because what you get back is in equal measure and it's just so wonderful and delicious and beautiful and worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the people that all you do is you give and 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 you never get anything back and it becomes this self-crucifixion.
It is. And it's also not helping them.
No, it isn't.
Because you're enabling them.
100%.
Yes. That's a big topic because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not complete unless I'm saving everybody or have, you know, people in their life that they're just constantly fixing or trying to do. And it is such a form of enabling that
yeah.
I actually was with a friend recently and I was just like, we used to have such a kind of codependent relationship and then years went by and now we don't anymore. And well, I'm boundaried now. I was almost sad for the part of me that used to try to fix everything with this friend, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, no. Like, I'm just so not here for that. I can listen, I can hold space, but I'm just like not trying to fix it anymore. My friends, imagine completely transforming your wardrobe with some really beautiful luxury pieces without breaking the bank. Well, Quince is absolutely the brand to make that possible. Quince makes women's clothes that are totally affordable, and they offer an absolutely stunning collection of essentials that are priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So I had my eye on this very specific brand that was like these cashmere sweaters. I was like, oh my God, I want it. They were ridiculously priced, like stupidly priced. I could not wrap my head around it. I go onto Quince and no joke, people, I literally see the exact same beautiful style with the same quality, and it is 80% less than what I saw online. I'm not kidding you. They have 100% Magnolian cashmere sweaters that are so bomb, and they're only $50. That's literally $50, people. They also have amazing home goods. There's a cashmere blanket that I got that, again, was 80% less than the one I wanted when I saw it at this really high-end store. So you could have the luxury items that you want for so much less, and you can just enjoy it, have it, indulge in it, and just go for it, my friend. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/deargabby for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince, quince.com/deargabby to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/deargabby. I recently felt like I needed some more protection, like energetic protection. And so I started getting this hit that I wanted an evil eye charm bracelet. Boom. I got introduced to Heart, Heart Jewelry, this incredible brand that's known for creating custom charm jewelry that's luxurious, unique, and long-lasting. And what I loved about it is that you can choose your chain and your charms to tell your own story. So boom, here I am. I really know that I need to get this evil eye. And so I go over to Heart Jewelry. I start to design my own charm. I pick out my charm. I pick out my bracelet chain, super affordable. And it's super fun to get to choose your own chain and your charms that tell your story. And you can design your own bracelet, your own necklace on their website with their drag and drop tool. Or you can book a complimentary virtual appointment to create your one-of-kind piece. Their charms are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the United States using the most environmentally friendly process possible. Their special HGE gold plating process means the jewelry resists tarnishing for years, even decades, with proper care. And Mother's Day is just a few weeks away, and this is the perfect gift for a mom because it's a gift that is meaningful and infused with love. Visit shopheart.com and use code GABBY10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase and free shipping over $100. That's shopheart.com and use code GABBY10 for 10% off your first order and free shipping over $100. Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry, so this is a very exclusive offer to listeners. You can follow them at ShopHeart on Insta and on TikTok. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, guys, there is one topic that I always come back to on this show. Whether we're talking about spiritual development, personal growth, trauma recovery, the through line that I always return to is therapy. Without having a guided therapeutic path, some of those deeper wounds, those traumas, those experiences and patterns that we just can't change just feels so impossible. We feel like a hamster in a wheel and we're stuck in that same habitual pattern over and over again. And that for me is where therapy has come in. Therapy has helped me crack the code of how to heal. And that, my friends, is why I am so thrilled that BetterHelp is our sponsor on this show. BetterHelp makes it so easy to access a therapist. And you can just fill out this little online survey so quick, so easy, and all of a sudden you've got this match to your best licensed therapist, the perfect person for you. And it's just all there online. And I say this with firsthand knowledge, therapy is the way to heal patterns and heal resistance and transform your life. It's so convenient with BetterHelp. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable. Entirely online. You have the option of doing your sessions on the phone or video. Do what feels connected for you. And this part's truly amazing. Because it's so important, if you don't connect with the therapist that you get at first, you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby.
It's just amazing to me because I honestly, every morning I get up and I don't know how I'm doing it because when the switch flipped.
Well, the same thing happened for me. So I'm wondering if you can psychically tune into this a bit or just like feel into it. Because I have a sensation. I just gave a talk yesterday in LA all about how we are in this stage of becoming, how we went through like trauma with COVID and then really like surviving and then processing. And now it's becoming. I noticed it for a lot of people. It was like this shakedown in December, flip the switch. Now we're stepping into this boundaried way. We're really claiming what we want. We're claiming who we want to be. We're claiming how we want to feel. And it was a flip of the switch for me as well. Mm-hmm. Like it was like, I woke up and I was like, done. And that's like a quantum shift, wouldn't you think?
I think it's a big quantum shift. And I think that it's amazing that a lot of people in the world are feeling it at the same time.
Yeah. What's that about?
Well, astrologically, Pluto did just go into Aquarius. That's okay. A big deal. And mm-hmm. We're going to be stuck with that until 2044 or something.
Whoa. Okay. So lots of changing.
Yeah, it's going to go back into Capricorn for a minute, and then it's going to be in Aquarius. And so Aquarius is a freedom-loving experience. It is. And so I think that there's some of that, but it's I think that whole energy that we're experiencing, Pluto's a big deal. I remember when I was in my, I was in my 30s, and I'm quintuple Sagittarius, which means that there's all these planets in a glomb. And so back in like 98, I think it was, Pluto marched across my Mercury, my Venus, my Mars, my Sun, my rising. It just went boom, 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 boom. And Pluto just turns things upside down. And so literally in that time, my 14-year marriage ended. I moved from across the country. I got a new job. And then I switched to a spiritual career. Literally every aspect right. of my life just got totally like upheaveled.
Yes.
And so, you know.
But those are the breakthrough moments. Those are the best moments.
They suck when you're experiencing them. Oh my God, they're so hard. But what comes out the other side is miraculous.
How do you rely on your angels in these times of upheaval?
Oh my gosh. I mean, like everywhere, it's like, again, now I've got angel bumps again. It is everything. I have every television in my entire house turned to a YouTube station that plays angel music with graphics of angels. Mm-hmm. Literally everything. It's like I'm surrounding my house with angel energy.
Yeah.
I have four archangels that I'm working with personally. I call this an archangel prescription.
Yes.
And so I always like to work with Michael because Michael is safety and protection. We really can't get anywhere if we don't feel safe. And so Michael's safety and protection, but also using a sword of light to sever our energetic connections to the past, because the past can hold us back too. It's no more looking backwards, no more driving with a rearview mirror. It is moving forward.
That's right.
And, you know, and then people who really care about abundance and prosperity, they might bring in Ariel. For people who are public speakers, Gabriel. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. Uriel brings life transformation. So it's this thing of like creating this little mixture for yourself where you're like, okay, this is these are the angels I want. But never, ever forget, because you know what a big thing I am for guardian angels. Never forget your guardian angels.
So folks out there right now, they can kind of curate their own angel prescription.
Yes. Archangel prescription is actually something that I came up with. And so imagine yourself in a square room like this. And so each of the four corners are four archangels. All right. And you are the princess in the middle. Okay. And so you're standing there and you're getting this support. And so I always love to think about Archangel Michael to the back left of me. Michael is just because, again, safety, protection, life purpose, cutting away things that no longer serve you, people in your life, whatever. That's what Michael's great for. And we kind of always need that. Michael, just like the universe always has your back, think of Michael always has your back. That's why I like him in the back left. And then I put three other archangels around people based on what particular issue that they are concerned about. So let's make one up. Or did you have one you want? No. Okay. So let's make one up. So let's say that somebody is really interested in 2024 about their abundance and prosperity. 2024 is an 8 year. 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 = 8. 8 in angel numbers is abundance and prosperity. We want to take advantage of that, don't we? Yeah, of course we do. So who else are we going to want? Well, I think one of the things that we're going to want is we're going to want Archangel Ariel. Ariel is the archangel of nature. But from nature comes material things. And so Ariel is this archangel that brings us abundance and prosperity. She has a feminine energy. Archangels are neither masculine nor feminine. It doesn't really matter, but they have an energy. So Michael's safety protection sword, that feels masculine to human beings for the most part. Ariel flitting through the forest with the animals and stuff, but she has this energy. So we put her in the left front because we want someone that's going to bring us prosperity and abundance, leading the way, leading the way. So to the back right, I'm going to say Uriel. So Uriel comes in a golden color, and Archangels Uriel brings us brilliant epiphanies, amazing ideas that lead to emotional healing that leads directly to life transformation. And a lot of people that are having abundance and prosperity feel like they need a transformation. They want the next thing. And so Uriel also, though, because he is the light or fire of God, you can think of Uriel as being like, you know, those spotlights that go across the sky. Think of him like that. He's not a bat signal. He's an angel signal. And so he's going across the sky, helping to bring in for us the attention of the world and the attention of abundance and prosperity that we are looking for. And then finally, in the right front, I'm going to bring in Archangel Raguel. That's R-A-G-U-E-L. Raguel is the archangel. His name means the friend of God. So Raguel can bring in all these people that can help you. He brings in the people that can open doors for you, people who can introduce you to the right other people. So Raguel brings us this whole thing of bringing harmony to relationships that are in discord. Mm-hmm. And so Raguel has this ability to like smooth things out between people so that things can get done, things can be successful. So with this—
Raguel, I need that guy.
Raguel's a great dude. Okay.
He smooths things out.
He smooths things out between people. He makes people have harmony between each other, but he also introduces us to all the right people who can open doors for us.
Oh, Raguel. Let's talk to that guy.
Yes.
So if I wanted to work with Raguel right now.
So Raguel comes in a pale blue color.
Oh, you're wearing kind of a pale blue right now. All over your shirt.
I do. I have some blue. Okay. Yes. So Raguel comes in pale blue. Raguel, because he's the friend of God, it feels like walking off an elevator and bumping into Gabby Bernstein and getting a great big hug.
That's what happened today.
Yeah. Oh. So it's like you're getting a hug by somebody who knows you and loves you.
That's how I felt when you got off the elevator. I was like, oh, hi. Yeah, I just felt like this. I felt angels with you off that elevator. Okay.
I'm dragging them everywhere I go.
They're with you, man.
Yeah.
So it's like having a hug. Okay. So he feels like you're getting a hug from someone you love.
Yes, he does.
So you know his presence is there when you feel that feeling?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. But if you ask, so first of all, the angels want you to ask for help. Okay, it's just a thing. It's a rule. It is a rule.
No, it's a good rule because it's you set the intention.
Well, right. And you set the intention, and it's also freedom of will, yes. Free will. You know, it's like we're not going to monkey with your life unless you ask us to. And then we're so happy to help. But Raguel, you invite him in, and it feels like a hug. You may know if you close your eyes, you'll see like, you might see light blue, different people, or some people are clairvoyant, some people are clairaudient, clairsentient, but you have this sense of I'm being held in someone's arms.
Ooh, I feel that a lot.
Yeah, I feel that. And then you'll start to, when you work with him, you'll start to notice it's like, okay, I had that conversation. I was so dreading that conversation and it went really well. Why, I'm so shocked. Why did it go well? Or you might have a situation where it's like, I cannot find the right person to help me with blank. And then suddenly someone says, have you heard of blank? And it's like, yes, thank you, Raguel.
I think Raguel has been up in my shit lately.
Quite possibly.
I'm telling you, because everything that I need is just unfolding, or not even what I need, what is of the highest good for the service of me in this world at this time. Also for my joy, my fun, my grace, my ease. It's just sort of unfolding so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that we can call on Raguel when we want guidance to be led to the right circumstances, people, situations that are going to fulfill our joy and purpose.
Right. Yep.
Done. Raguel, bring it in.
Yes.
You're my guy.
You're my guy. Scoot over, Gabriel.
Gabriel's kind of like, I'm always there. Right, you know, exactly. I'm just working through you all the time. So, you know, most people love springtime. And I would love to love springtime. But my friends, I have the worst. When I tell you the worst allergies, I want to hide under my covers. And luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live with Claritin Clear and Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinuses, congestion and pressure with ease. All the stuff that makes me crazy. This is the one secret, people. It's the only thing. I have tried it all. I have tried it all, tried it all, tried it all. Claritin Clear with Claritin D is the solution. It delivers this really fast and powerful relief. I could shout this from the rooftops. And if you are anything like me and you're struggling with your allergies, listen to me, please. This is the only way to get through it. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? That's me. It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Lately, I have been sweating my butt off on purpose. So I've been doing a lot more cardio because it's just what my body is asking for right now. I've been going in the sauna. I've been working out outside. I've just been getting my body activated, but sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. And it feels really good. And I also need to be really conscious about how much I hydrate. Hydration, hydration, hydration. It is so key when we make those commitments to ourselves to be in that space of cardio, but just also in general, hydration is major. And sports research, Hydrate Electrolytes has got me covered these days, my friends. It is Gabby approved because it's sugar-free and it's full of flavor, easy to grab on the go. I have a whole box right next to my desk and I just drink it whenever I feel like I'm feeling a little bit dehydrated or it's there as a reminder that I need to keep hydrating. They come in these really super handy little packs. You can just throw it in your handbag. You can travel with it. And they come in a variety of different amazing flavors like cherry pomegranate, lemon lime, passion fruit, and my personal fave, which is raspberry lemonade. I'll throw a little ice in the water, throw that in. I just like I'm having a lemonade. That's my plan. That's how I hydrate. And that's how I get my little sweet drink. I've turned so many of my friends onto this. I work out with my girls at my Friday workout and I've been bringing this product over to them and they're just obsessed, like obsessed. So whether you're looking to hydrate during your workout or while you're traveling on the airplane or at the end of a long night, Sports Research Hydrate Electrolytes has got you covered with over 65 trace minerals, 7 essential vitamins, and coconut water powder. Crisp and refreshing without any sugar. It's the hydration you need with nothing you don't. Visit sportsresearch.com and use code DEARGABBY at checkout for 50% off your first purchase of Hydrate. That's sportsresearch.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Now, when we call the angel presence in, so yes. We've told Raguel in here, I think mm-hmm. that feels, how do you know that that presence is in the room? So for me, I get these signs physically, right? My hand's mm-hmm. here, my left hand's numb, my right hand's like up. What about you? How do you feel that presence physically, emotionally, spiritually? Do you see it? Are you clairvoyant?
I'm claircognizant. So I just know.
I have that too.
I'm just totally know. And I've always thought that, I no longer do, but for a long time, I thought claircognizance was like pulling the short straw because it's so easy to convince yourself you're making it up in your head. Whereas with clairvoyance, it's sort of like, well, I'm sort of seeing or our audience, I'm sort of hearing and clairsentience, I have a distinct feeling. Claircognizance, it's in my head. But once you master claircognizance, you just know that it's like, okay, they're here. And it's like, we also have Ariel and we also have Uriel and we also have Michael. So we've got these angels that are present for this, for people that want to transform their lives or people that want to become empowered.
You also channel people too, right?
Or I'm a good medium. I just don't do it very much.
You just don't do it. I just let spark over your head. Now, like, is it possible? This is something I've always wondered. is it possible, like my son, this blue butterfly, he showed up right here.
Yeah.
Is he like an angel guide now? Like what, like how does that presence show up?
Yeah. Yeah. So guides and passed over loved ones are not the same thing. Okay. So it's apples and oranges. So it doesn't mean that he isn't also with you and also present and also helping, but it's a different kind of thing.
Than an angel.
Right.
But it could be a deceased loved one, a guide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I consider them guides for sure. It's like, I know my mom is present when she's present and she's always watching out for me. She's particularly present right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
And a very significant sign for me is a yellow butterfly. And so they're everywhere for me right now because that represents somebody else that's passed over for me.
Mm.
And
okay.
so,
okay. Yeah. And so then when we see that guidance, what would we might want to do? Ask for some.
Ask for support, but here's what I do. When, like, if a yellow butterfly flutters in front of my face, I stop. I mean, it's like, if I can at all, I stop and go, what was I just thinking about? What was I just worrying about? What is the message that Jace is with me in this particular moment? Because it's relevant to this moment. And the last time it happened was just a couple of days ago, and it was 100% relevant. I was going someplace I didn't want to go to, and I was scared of what was going to happen. And here's this yellow butterfly that flutters by, and I'm like, Jace is saying, it's okay. It's going to be all right.
Okay.
And so I, when those things happen, I look at, okay, what is it? But right now, I'm so into signs. I'm like, this is probably a terrible way to say this, but I'm a total sign whore right now.
Okay.
I mean, all I want are signs. I need constant validation that I am doing the right thing.
Right. And that's just because need for the validation for you right now is really simply just you're in that place of Pluto, I guess, right?
Yes.
Of just full-blown upheaval. And so those moments when things aren't necessarily steady in our life are often the moments when we can really lean into that guidance even more. So mm-hmm. it makes sense that like your own strength and inner knowing might be more reliant right now on some visible signs and visible guides and even support from friends or having someone else channeling for you or just receiving back because you're in that kind of directional space. The thing, I don't know why I'm just getting so loud and something, did you look a lot like your mom? She like—
I do.
Like, were you really close with her?
Yes, I was super close with my mom. Not my dad so much.
Yeah,
very close with my mom. She was kind of mom and dad.
Yeah.
My dad was kind of absentee.
Yeah.
And so she kind of had to do both roles.
Yeah.
She always wanted a card on Father's Day. Because
wow, good for her. Strong. Yeah.
I was like, I'm doing both jobs.
Strong.
I get both cards.
She's strong.
So
yeah.
Okay.
I think there's something sort of about like you don't have to do what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're breaking the cycle.
I know for a fact I'm breaking a cycle.
Yeah.
But I'm also breaking my own cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, I have independent information from someone that does past life work that I have been here before and now I am here again.
Yeah.
And I am here again because I did not do the work before.
Okay. So that you're here again because you didn't do the work before. You're definitely doing it now. So
yes.
You're going to be complete here. Now, but the question is, so you're in this place now where you're wanting to ask for signs and receive those messages.
Yeah.
Because there's, so I think a lot of people out there get into this place where they're really struggling or they want an answer, blah, blah, blah. And they're in a way where it's different than where you're at. They're like controlling the universe and trying to be like forceful with the signs. You're using this in a way where you're like, I need to surrender and surrender more and surrender more and surrender more. And you're saying, show me where to go and what to do. You're not saying,
yes.
Give me an answer. Give me this. Give me that. You're saying, guide me.
Guide me.
Very different energy.
Absolutely. This is signposts.
Signposts.
This is turn left here.
Great.
And then I turn left and I'm like, was that the right turn?
Right.
You know?
So you're just putting your hand out and saying, take me by the hand and show me where to go and show me what to do and show me what to say. And that's actually my favorite prayer from A Course in Miracles. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to whom? That's a very different way of being led and guided by spirit than being like, tell me if this is right or wrong. right?
Or but, right.
Well, show I mean, me. No, because there's a different energy, right? Like, I see this with a lot of my audience. It's like, I didn't get my sign. I didn't get my sign. Like, they're looking for that sign to be reaffirming that the thing that they want is right. That,
well, that's the problem,
yes,
right? That's it the right problem. There. That's yeah. the problem. Because people are looking for the sign that's the sign that they want instead of the sign that they're actually getting.
That they need.
That they get. They, yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, the actual guidance. They're looking for affirmation rather than, they're looking for reinforcement rather than guidance.
And it's, courage is hard.
Yeah.
And yet, if you let go, it can be kind of weirdly easy. You know, it's like I've been pulling cards on the daily for myself for what I'm going through. And I recently pulled this card and it was like, I don't like this card. I don't want this card. This is not what I want right now. And yet, like 2 days later, I'm like, no, but I got the message. And the message literally was release your expectations for the outcome.
Yeah.
And then you will be fine.
Yeah. And that's actually the full blown energy of actually putting your hand out and saying, show me where to go. Because you forget what you think you need and you pray for the highest good for all.
Yeah.
Take a card. Pick a card. They're telling me to do that.
Okay.
I'm totally tuned into some people here.
Okay.
People, mom, just energy. And I'm not gonna hold back, baby.
Don't.
I'm not holding back, baby. It's all in the room. The room is exploding okay. and expanding. He's shuffling, shuffling. Can you feel that shuffling, everybody? Putting his energy. That was a beautiful shuffle.
So Knight of Air.
Okay.
Okay, Knight of Air. This is the fastest moving energy in all of tarot. Okay. This
you
is where
that,
things.
You picked that for yourself though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So the card says, get ready for progress to speed up. This situation requires that you choose logic and intellect over emotion and make your decisions quickly. Right? Exactly right. Exactly
so
right.
So good for you right
it's
now.
It's exactly right for
so
me.
So good for you right now.
It's exactly right for me. It's like, I have to be, it's like, I'll deal with my emotions later. But right now, and I have friends, I have people I can call. There are people who are supporting me. I can do my emotions when I need to.
Yeah.
But right now, I have to be the person that is going to move myself through this energy
yes.
as quickly and
yes.
as safely as possible.
Yes.
I'll heal afterwards.
Yes.
But for now,
yes.
I am wearing my angelic suit of armor.
Correct. Because if you got so into the emotion, it'll take over and take you and detour you from where you need to
it
be.
It will.
Yeah.
It'll stall it.
It'll stall it and we can't stall it.
Yeah, yep. Can't stall.
Nice one.
Can't stall.
Nice one. So for whatever reason, so my son, Owen, who's my blue butterfly, there's been a lot of detachment from this baby. So I carried him for 5.5 months. I worked really hard to get that embryo. He came to teach me the lesson of don't sweat the small stuff. And he was alive. I had to let him go for my physical well-being, and he wasn't going to make it. And I was, for the first time just today, after I opened this deck, was like, oh, maybe this is my time to connect to him. It's been really dissociated from that experience of, you know, I had to have an abortion, right? So that was horrific.
Right.
And they ask you, like, do you want a footprint? I'm like, no f***ing way. I don't
of
want
course
a footprint. And some people do things like that.
I understand.
But for whatever reason, I'm feeling like he wants me to know something right now. He's here. And there's some presence that he's, and I haven't let that in or I haven't been ready for that to come into my life. It's been kind of a story, not a sensation, not an integrated experience, because it's
right.
still been somewhat dissociated. So I'm thinking I should pull a card for a message from him.
Okay.
And see what comes through. So
here you go.
That's actually a really nice lesson for people listening. So when you sense that there's some presence with you, right? So if it's a deceased family member or an angel or whatever, take the moment, right?
Well, right.
Optimize that opportunity. If you, that's that clairsentient, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I have a sensation that there's something.
If something reminds you of mom, or something reminds you of your grandmother, or something reminds you of great Aunt Esther, it's like,
ask.
Right. It's like, why now? Why this minute?
Okay.
If so, everything means something, and I believe it does, then it's like there's a reason why something presented itself to remind you.
Queen of Water.
Yeah.
Compassionate, loving, psychic. Oh, here he is. Okay. So this is what he's trying to remind me. This is a time of deep emotions and heightened intuition, and you can trust completely. Be mindful you don't ignore your own needs while caring for others. Quite a theme here.
Yes, quite a theme here. Queen of Water is She's deeply intuitive.
Yes.
She, in traditional tarot, she holds a box that no one really knows what's inside the box, but she does.
Cool.
And the Queen of Water, though, is very much into taking care of everybody else at the expense of herself.
Okay.
And so that is sort of a theme of, we've been talking about that whole people pleasing and that whole thing. And so the Queen of Water reminds us that we matter too.
Yeah.
That we can be compassionate and take care of other people, but we also have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah. And I think that this is such a great, it's like spirit guides us through codependent change. Right now is kind of our theme of this show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Riley, I think I need you to come back like every week. Like,
okay.
You're just my, just the energy, the vibration, the conversation is just so f-ing good.
Thank you, darling.
Everyone loves you. I love you. Your presence is so magnetic in my life. Yeah, this is the theme, the reoccurring theme of, it's really weird too that I'm holding my necklace, right?
I saw that. Yeah.
So this is a good story. So this is an O. And when I was trying to conceive my son Owen, I was in such limbo and I was trying to figure out how I was going to get the baby. I didn't have enough. My eggs weren't good. Like, I was IVF after IVF. And our mutual friend, Rebecca Rosen, you're friendly with mm-hmm. Rebecca?
I have met
you
her
will
before.
Be. We'll all get together. Okay. So Rebecca is another medium and she gave me a reading and she was like, someone's going to give you a sign, like a necklace or something with an O on it. And it's actually a sign from your child that's coming. And a week later, my college roommate, Haverhill, who's a jewelry designer, sends me out of the blue this O necklace. Of course, she's thinking of for Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that I was going to name my son Owen.
Oh.
I had no intention of naming my son. I thought I was having a girl. Like, I was just making all these stories up in my head. So the O necklace to me at the time just meant, you know, the baby's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward a year, I have my child. I choose to name him Owen. Not thinking of any of it. And when I had to let him go, I was wearing the necklace. And I was like, holy shit, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so right here, right now, my hand goes to the necklace. And so I feel like he's just like, knock, 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 knock.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock.
And you're ready. I mean, you're ready to be able to have this interaction with Owen.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's like real.
You're ready. You've had some time and now it's you're like to the place. It's like, okay, now we can chat.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think that my human experience has not caught up with my spiritual experience.
Right.
My spiritual experience was very, it wasn't overriding my human experience. It was just really strong. It was, some of it was dissociation and some of it was just, I know in my heart, I know the knowing that this was a lesson. This was guidance. This was spirit. I also feel good having one child. Like, there's a lot of completion for me, but there is still an emotional experience that wasn't cared for
mm-hmm.
because I just couldn't possibly do it. I had a part that's dissociating that really saved me at that time.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm having a reading later with this guy here in LA, and maybe he's just knocking on the door being like, I got to come through.
Perhaps.
I'll call you later and tell you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah. But yeah, and it's weird. Can you see even how like I slightly touch into the emotion and then I pull it right back out?
Yeah.
Like, it's really tender. And it's also just super, there's a strong dissociative boundary around it as well. Like, it's like, don't feel too much of that pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's, we build up to it.
Yeah, that's nice.
We build up to it. And
it's kind of like what you were saying before, where you're like, I need to be in my logic right now.
Yeah.
And I'll deal with the emotions later. And that's later. Actually, yeah. Such a good IFS thing. It's like, you have a part that's logic and reason. It's taking over and that's necessary right now.
It's 100% necessary in my life anyway.
Yeah.
I have to be the logical one.
Yeah. I like that for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got this hit. So that would be claircognizant. That I feel, that I know.
Well, I mean, feel is clairsentience.
But then the knowing, though.
But the knowing
the
is
knowing.
Claircognizance.
So, like, there's a sense of knowing right
yes,
now.
Yes, that's claircognizance.
So, but when I feel my arms go numb and my hands, like, what is that?
So, for me, what I think it is that it's the thing that the angels or your guides have chosen.
Yeah.
Have to say, like, okay, this is your sign.
Yeah.
Okay, this is your sign that we are connecting.
Yeah.
This is what it is. This is how you'll know.
when you see like Buddhas and you see like images, like statues, and the mm-hmm. hands are up like this, this is like holding the energy, right?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
this just happens, been happening my whole life, like, particularly when I'm on stage or in these rooms. It's like, just, I feel almost like I can like move the energy in the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
With my hands.
Yeah. If I do a larger group, I try to have people in that are on staff that are in the room
holding
the space for the room. And that's how they do it, with their hands up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Holding the space. Because you can actually, no, I mean, it's literally what's happening. Okay. So we've got that knowing and that sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why. Let's pick one more card.
Okay.
I'm going to do one. You're going to do one.
Okay.
Now, this one, I got to put it back because you never know if I'm going to get yours.
You might get it again.
You don't want it to, whatever cards you put in there, you put back in.
That's right.
And this card, I feel like I still need a little, I guess is okay. I still want a little bit more direction here.
Sure.
Direction on whatever the guides want me to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say, I want direction in this area. I want direction. This card's called Animal Guides Tarot. This is Radley Valentine's deck. Let's put a little link in the show notes for you because this is a beautiful one with the owl and the butterfly.
Fly.
Okay, let's see what's coming through. Knight of Fire. Passionate, charismatic, confident, restless. An opportunity arises that needs your attention right away. Moving quickly is important, yet there's nothing you can't handle if you follow your inner guidance. The dolphin.
And dolphins are about community, okay? So it's working within a community to accomplish what you want. Knight of Fire is a great card. It's very passionate and very much about, they're kind of a knight in shining armor in a way. But it's literally this energy of, I am going to go after what I want and I'm going to go get it right now.
Yeah, I feel that happening. Yeah, there was something that's going on in my life and I was talking about it with my friends and they're like, oh, well, that kind of thing usually takes a really long time. It could be a year before. And I'm intuitively, I'm like, and I'm not attached to it. It's been something I've been like working on for like 2 decades, right?
Right.
I'm like, I don't really think that's the story for me. I'm like, I think this is fast.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be like lit up like quick. But so it's just sort of a knowing.
Right.
Okay. Lighting it up. Your turn.
No,
your
my turn. Okay.
It's all like, right. This is like, we're doing like, you know, what are those like drinking games? You pick a card. Now you drink your tea.
And now you drink your tea. That's right.
We are cool and boring.
Cool and boring.
Actually, this is far from boring.
You know, it's like purse.
Yeah, there's nothing boring. There's nothing cool about it.
I don't think there's anything boring. I mean, personally.
There's nothing boring about this at all.
No, there's nothing boring about this at all. Anyway, so the card for me is Nine of Fire.
Ooh.
Okay.
Didn't I just get a fire one?
You did. You got Knight of Fire. So Knight of Fire and Nine of Fire.
Cool.
So this card says, you've worked hard and what you've created is impressive and worthy of protecting. Annoying challenges may pop up, but do not worry. You'll get through this just as you have in the past.
You know what's kind of funny?
What?
I feel like we pulled these cards for each other too.
Yeah.
Because mine was like, get to it.
All right.
And that one feels really good for me too.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
So let's now pull a card for the community. Let's pull a card. And this is, so wherever you are, guys, listening, trust that this card is your card.
Right.
Right? Like whoever is listening to this in any form, whether it's a decade from now or right in this moment, wherever you are in 2024, maybe it's 2028, I don't know.
Right.
And wherever you are in your life in this moment, this card that Radley's about to pull is the card for you.
Right.
Take it in. And it's going to be for everybody. Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, that's my card. I can't believe that happened.
Because the universe is magical and it can do that.
It can do that.
But you can even, if you want, as I shuffle the cards, be thinking, you know what the question I want an answer to is? This is my question. This is my question. This is my question.
Put your question out there now, everyone. I'm going to put mine out. This is for me too. Josh, you do it too.
So it's Nine of Earth. Nine of Earth.
It's a cat.
It's a cat.
Oh, my people.
It's a ragdoll cat.
I love him.
And it says, your success has brought you financial security and the reward you of much deserved time off to enjoy your own company. You may suddenly have a brilliant idea for a business or self-employment opportunity that will be very successful.
You just pulled that for me, Ben.
Yeah, well, there you go. But for anybody.
For everybody.
Nine of Earth is not just about like some sort of financial successful thing. It can be. But it's really more about taking a moment and going, look what I have accomplished. Look where I am in this moment. I can take a second and just breathe it in. I can just be in this minute and go, I'm just going to accept, I'm going to have gratitude for what I've done And I'm going to be aware that, yeah, maybe there's more I want to do. Maybe there's more that I want. But there's so much that I've already accomplished. And so I'm going to just be in that for a minute and just love it.
The best is that it's just a cat chilling on a sofa. On the corner of a sofa. It looks like my Jimmy Blue. Yeah. And it's so funny because I feel that so deeply. I started the new year. I'd created all these boundaries. I've released so many things. And I said to myself after I submitted my 10th book, I sent it in. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to myself, how little can you do today? How can the accomplishment today is to do nothing? Yeah. And so what did I do? I laid down on the sofa with my cat.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. We have come so far, listeners. We've done so much. Let's take a rest. Let's a moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
As usual, best show ever.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
It's just, I could talk to you for the rest of the day. You're a regular here now.
Thanks.
Come back to New York.
Okay.
When you're ready to just come for a little NYC vibes.
Okay.
And I just want to say to you, my friend, may you feel guided, supported, blessed, held, loved, connected, and boundaried at this gentle time in your life. And you're good. All is well. All is well. Our teacher is here. All is well. She's got your hand on your shoulder, Louise, and she's saying, all is well, Radley. All is well.
Thanks.
I just want to also say that a lot of people are like, how do I connect my guides? What do I do? So you can get Radley's decks and you can pull cards. You can also go to deargabby.com/spirit guides and get a free spirit guides meditation. So you can start to connect to your guides now. And it's all at deargabby.com/spirit guides. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.